Okay.
Should I again start from you or with you, Honorable Kalago?
Catherine Alicia Mirikina. Lula Mopatisha Mpobo and Ruben Mushalo.
Is that the collective, or should I come to you, DA?
DA?
Thank you, Chair. Not all the candidates are our first choice, but in the interest of reaching a compromise and moving this process forward, we accept the list. Thank you.
Honourable Joseph?
Chair. I don't want to also start a debate about some of the names here, but I also would not want comrades to hear the discomfort in the declaration for the first time. I understand that some of the processes might be futile. I'm very uncomfortable with the performance of Normandy in the interview. Particularly silence and inability during the turbulent times of the SABC to choose the correct ways of acting that might guarantee that when she's under pressure in the council or as a councillor, we won't hear other stories. She could not get out of explaining precisely. So I'm very uncomfortable. I didn't think of her as one of the strong candidates. I worry about the determinist character of people who must go into ICAS. And they are in a, so I don't know. And then finally, I will also raise a lot of discomfort on Ruben, but I think they were clear in our questions to him. So I'm just saying that so that you don't hear it for the first time when we declare to the people of South Africa during a parliamentary debate. There must not be an uncritical acceptance. These people ought to know the issues that we have so that they don't think that it was a walk in the park. They ought to know that there are fundamental concerns about them and their performance in previous positions of responsibility. And then it seems to me that the process is that we have to prioritize these needs. If I'm not mistaken, I will like guidance in that regard, because we are feeling up three positions. Can I just get clarity? Do we have to put them in the order of priority, or we just agree about five names and the authorities who will select amongst them? Or do we have to say we where the emphasis must be? Thank you very much.
There is no priority. It's only, there is no sequence. So it's only five. And then the minister from the five, she won't be guided, or he won't be guided. As we were saying, maybe next week it can be a he. The minister won't be guided by how we listed them. Yeah, so there is nothing like that. Unless my understanding is not correct.
Is it correct?
Yeah. So members are nodding that this is how we've been doing it. So we have these five that we agree upon, but also parties during declaration can say anything. I think the Honorable Dose is right, just to say this is the discomfort, and that can be expected from the declaration. Honorable Dolash.
Thank you. For me, Chairperson, that's the correct thing to do, because already you are setting standards for their performance publicly. So I think it's correct to do that, so that if they don't perform according to what the Constitution and every other document, but also our concern as the committee, then we can be able to say, look, this is what we were worrying about, and this is exactly what you are doing. So whether as an individual or as a collective, I don't see anything wrong from that approach, Chairperson. I think that's the best approach. To say this is, we know who you are, we know how you perform, of course we are recommending you, however, so that you don't give people blank checks. I think that's the best way, that's the best route for the committee. Because at the end of the day, they will sit at the other side, will be sitting here, we would want them to give us a report on the kind of work that they are expected to do.
Okay. Can we, without decision, can we read the report? Because we must adopt the report that has this name. And then the Secretary will read the report.
Thank you.
Just before that, Honourable Funding.
Chair, I actually wanted to ask why we started off an hour later.
Okay. Which hour later? We started at 10.
You mean the meeting?
Yeah, we normally start at 9:30, our meetings, and we didn't know that we're going to work into the lunch hour, and we also had other appointments.
I'm on Spano Koku. We circulated the time at 10 o'clock.
To 1.
Yeah. Was it saying 10 to 1?
Yes.
So we had to, because of the program, we had to go over 1 o'clock. Sorry about that. We had to finish. We have dropped a minute. You see, we should have done minutes. Sorry for that. So we have to finish. Let's read the report first.
Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. This is the report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the filling of 3 vacancies in the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa Council, dated 31 October 2017. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the request from the Minister of Communications to fill 2 vacancies in the ICASA Council, and a request by the Deputy Speaker to fill a vacancy that arose as a result of Mr. Ruben Mutlaluga's term expiring on 30 June 2017, reports as follows. A letter was received from the Minister of Communications informing the National Assembly that the terms of office of Ms. Nombuiso Baki and Ms. Katharina Pillay, councillors of ICASA, expired on 31 January 2017, and requesting the National Assembly commence with the process of filling the vacancies. Another letter was received from the Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, dated 28 June 2017, advising the committee of the upcoming vacancy of Mr. Mutlaluga and requesting that this vacancy be filled together with the other 2 vacancies, as it would be the most cost-effective and time-efficient manner to handle the appointment process. The committee advertised a call for nominations of persons to serve in the ICASA Council and received 117 submissions. On 25 August 2017, the committee met and unanimously recommended that the following
15 candidates be shortlisted to be interviewed. Advocate Kawekazi Mahlatsi, Ms. Natalie N. Delport, Dr. Mashilo Buluka, Mrs. Nomonde Konweka Siopa, Mr. Posa Mashangwane, Mr. Peter Hlapulusa, Mr. Ruben Mutlaluga, Mr. Thabo Magage, Professor Sheila Onketse Musi, Ms. Temeka Simane, Ms. Lula Mamukobo, Mr. Ashraf Patel, Mr. Andrew Peto, Mr. Temba Piri, and Ms. Kate Skinner. The names of the 15 shortlisted candidates were published on the parliamentary website for a period of 5 working days in order to allow the public to submit comments. The screening of all candidates was conducted through the State Security Agency, and the verification of qualifications was conducted by Parliament's Human Resources Unit. The candidates were interviewed on 12 October 2017, with the exception of Prof. Onkayetse Musi and Mr. Temba Piri, who withdrew from the process. On 31 October 2017, the committee deliberated on the interviewed candidates and recommends to the National Assembly that 3 of the following 5 candidates be recommended for appointment to the CASA Council: Mrs. Nomonde Konweka Siope, Ms. Kembeka Simane, Ms. Kate Skinner, Ms. Lula Mamukobo, and Mr. Ruben Mutlaluga. Thank you, Chairperson.
Those are the names. Can I hear the move of the report?
I move for the adoption of the report, Chair.
And the seconder? Seconder? Honorable Tola, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I move to second Honorable Kalago. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.